Hello, thanks for calling Exceedance Claims and Management. My name is John. How may I help you today?
Hello, I was trying to reach Stephanie. It's Boehm, B-O-E-H-M. Does she work at your office?
Let me get that information down, ma'am. Hang on just a second.
Sure.
Stephanie.
And it's B-O-E-H-M. She's a senior adjuster.
Who are you trying to reach, ma'am? Sedgwick?
Sedgwick? No.
Who are you trying to reach?
I told you, Stephanie Boehm.
No. I mean the company.
Maybe I have the wrong number. Exceedance?
Let me check, ma'am, and see. Do you have a phone number for Stephanie?
Well,
listed there.
It has it down here, but I'm not sure if that's correct. 133-437-79545.
Let me check, ma'am. The name is not familiar, but let me check our adjusters and see if I have that information.
Sure.
The number I have for Stephanie, ma'am, is 334-377-9545.
9-5, and what was the last two?
4-5.
4-5. And do you put a 1 in front of the 334?
Because
that's long distance.
Well, are you using a mobile phone, ma'am?
No, I'm using a landline.
A landline?
Yeah.
Normally using a landline, if you try to call it without using the 334, without using the 1, it will prompt you if you need to use the 1.
Oh.
So what I always do is I start out not using the 1, and then if they say this number needs to be start out with a 1, that's when you get dial it again and put the 1. I would start it out with just the 10 digits and go that way.
And okay, well, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.